better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy, happy, happy.
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad, and you see a bed in back of me because I'm in Minneapolis trying to sell beer to progressives in Minneapolis. How you doing, Pat? How you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I am good. I'm Sarah Yacoub. Welcome, everyone. The sleepy-sounding person on the show this week is Grandpa Pat, who got back in the middle of the night from an out-of-state visit to welcome his fourth grandchild into the world. Pat, are you awake?
No. I told you guys I finally hit the showers about 5 o'clock this evening. I drove back all night last night to get back here so I could get back to work. But I have two adult daughters, and now each has two kids, and one of them is our brand new granddaughter. So I still can't believe I have four grandchildren, but at least now one of them's a granddaughter. So that's pretty cool. But little tiring. Grandpa's tired. But we'll work our way through this. So I want to thank everybody for their kind words. Let's see, on the show this week, some local politics. We'll tell you a unique story of how one man's journey to redemption was thwarted by a county up north. We will get into the April 5th elections that are now less than 2 weeks away. And early voting is now open for races that include a lot of school board contests, county boards, things like that. But we have to start with the fall elections because of a decision handed down today by the U.S. Supreme Court that throws out the new legislative maps agreed upon by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is why you see Crute here if you're watching the video version. But for the radio folks, say hi, Crute.
Hey there.
Hey. Yeah, because you've been talking about this on the radio throughout the day as well. And I wish I were kidding about the reason why the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the way they did. But in this day and age, there is no shame from the people who are embracing everything from Jim Crow to Vladimir Putin. The reason the court's right-wing justices agreed with state Republicans who are unhappy because the new maps have 7 assembly districts with black majorities rather than 6. That's right, folks. Too many black majority districts and the Republicans, without a trace of irony, claim that is racial gerrymandering, Kirk, Crute, Sarah. I could say more, but I'm just, you know, I just want to leave it, hang there and let any one of you jump in.
Crute, jump in. We got 2 minutes. You've been talking about this longer than we have.
Yeah, reverse racism seems like a very strange reason for these ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court. And it was a split ruling in this regard. The congressional maps, they were upheld. So we're done. We've got congressional maps, but surprisingly, the federal maps upheld by the federal courts, but the U.S. Supreme Court federal court decided to wade into the state court and to overrule the Wisconsin Supreme Court and effectively say they erred. I think was the specific language they used. They said that the state court, the Hagedorn decision, the 4-3 state court decision, effectively, as mentioned by Pat, gave consideration to the growing black population in Milwaukee and added a 7th district. By contrast, the Republican map only offers 5 districts. And if you looked at Hagedorn's prior ruling, the one that they used to make this incredible, whatever you call it today, Hagedorn said effectively he felt like the 7th district was permissible. But it wasn't the only reason they came to that conclusion. They looked at it in its totality. The U.S. Supreme Court held the state court to a different standard and drew out the state maps. That was the federal court, if I didn't mention that.
Yeah, exactly. And so now it means that the state Supreme Court either has to come up with new reasons to use the map submitted by Governor Evers or consider one of the other submissions. So complete chaos. Even though we're just 23 days away from when candidates can start filing nomination papers. So, Crute, hang around. We'll talk more about this in just a sec and get into the April 5th elections as well right after this break. You're up north.